Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to talk today about the what I call the $500 a month secret. But before we get into that, you know, I've been doing this for a long, long time. When I tell people the financial business, I'm in the financial independence business is what I do. And I get calls from my clients, you know, I get them every day that have been with me. And then I've got advisors as well that do the same thing. And I've spent my entire career on helping people accumulate wealth and achieve financial independence. Over about 4 years ago, I crossed a milestone. And that milestone is we passed over and reached the $1 billion in assets under management mark. It started with the $50 a month investment that I set up for myself. And then from there, helping business owners, investors, retirees, all that kind of stuff, went over $1 billion. And I've made my entire living by helping other people get financially independent. And some of the things that I'm going to talk about today are the keys that I've seen after doing this for 40 years. And if you're listening right now, I'm going to give you some key elements if you want to get ahead. And one of the key elements is what I'm going to talk about, the $500 secret. But you know, I'm really not in the investment business. I'm not in the insurance business, even though I have insurance products and investments. I'm in the financial independence business. And what I do is I work with people to help them create a plan, implement it, stay committed to it, and then over time, things go in their favor. And so that is some of the key elements, some of the things that I've seen and learned as a result of experience, not just in the early days when someone told me certain things and I had different mentors and they told me something called pay yourself first. And I didn't really understand that, but I did it. I said, hey, I'm going to draft my bank account and get started. And so I started doing that. And then I started telling everybody I met with, look, we got to do that. And then over time, I started seeing people have success. And so what are some of the core principles? Well, the first one is stop procrastinating, all right? You know, procrastination will cost you money. It always does. Number two, automate the process. Automation causes things to happen regardless of whether you wanted it to happen or not. How about that? Hey, what if I told you I can help you get on the road to financial independence, like it or not? Just don't mess with it. Don't mess with the account. And then the third one that I have seen, it always works, is we automate and we dollar cost average. And dollar cost averaging is basically a way to put money into the market. And when you put the money in on a monthly basis, I like that, or if you have a 401k, whatever it may be, you do that. And then one day you wake up and you're like, hey, you know what? I had some good days. I bought at the top. And bad days, I bought at the bottom, whatever it is, good days, bad days. And overall, you come out fine. And so that's simple. So my main mission has been teach people how to build wealth. How do I teach them? I get them started. That's the first step. And then for those that have been around, I keep them engaged in it. When they start getting ready to make a bad decision, I'm around. And that's what the show is about. If you're listening right now, I want you to think about, are you doing the most core principles? And if you're not, you can reach out to us and we will implement that for you. And what I mean by implementing the core principles, the procrastination ends because we're not waiting to save money when we can. We automate the outcome. We automate the process. And we dollar cost average consistently. That's the way we do it. So now I'm going to get into the show. And if you're out there right now, what if I told you that the only difference between you and financial independence is maybe $500 a month? And that $500 a month is a number that I've seen, all right? The number one mistake is not timing the market. It's not, you know, buying high or whatever it may be. The number one mistake is never getting started. And so what I want to talk to you about today is what is the $500, you know, secret? Let's talk about it, all right? So number one, everyone knows they should save and invest. This is not rocket science. If I tell you, hey, you want to say you should save some money, they're like, yeah, I agree. And if I ask somebody else, are you saving all the money you want to save? Most people say, no, not really. And then I might ask them again, would you like to save more money? And they're like, yeah. All right. So when do you think the best time to start would be? Today, tomorrow, or maybe 10 years from now? And they say, well, yesterday, right? So that's how we start. So the most common excuses are procrastination. I'll start next year. I'll start when I start making more money. I'll start after the kids are grown. You know, I'm worried about the elections. You know, whenever elections come up, I don't know if I want to invest now. I'll start after the market drops. I can go on and on. All right. But here's the reality. Waiting is expensive. The cost of procrastination can be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So let me give you an example. If you put $500 a month away at 10% over 30 years, that's $1.1 million. So if I were to tell you that I have accounts that I've been putting people in that have nearly a 100-year track record that have averaged 12%. What about that? Average 12%. I have many, many, many accounts, even an index fund, that has averaged 10%. So 10%, that means $500 in 30 years at 10%, you have $1.1 million. If you were to get 12, I'm not saying you're going to get 12. I'm not guaranteeing you anything. But I look back at historical type of accounts. At 12%, you have $1.75 million for $500 a month. Now, if we run it out 30 years with inflation, it's probably going to be about half that based on inflation. And you're going to be pretty close, if not financially independent. So what we want to do is we want to start thinking about, all right, what do we need to do to get started? Getting started is the most important thing. And so what I have always built my business around is something called an automatic draft. What is an automatic draft? If I meet with someone, what I'm going to do to begin with, I'm going to say, when we walk out of here, worst case, we got to be automatically putting money in. That's paying yourself first. We're going to put it into something that can grow. That's dollar cost averaging. And how do you do it? Well, you've got different ways. You've got your 401k. You know, I meet with people and I show them how to pick their funds and all that kind of stuff. And we give investment advice like that. Or I set up an automatic draft, maybe a Roth IRA, whatever it may be. But the most important thing that you have to understand about getting financially independent is you got to get started. And the way you get started is you do it. And if you would like us to help you, I'm going to give you a number to call. Just call in 615-843-2999. Talk about the $500 a month secret or visit RoyMatlockJr.com and we will help you implement your plan. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, if you're just tuning in right now, I want to encourage you to do something. I did two shows recently, and I've had a lot of listeners reach out and people that have listened and they say, man, that was a good show. And it's on our podcast, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. The last two I did was The Defense, and I did an entire show on how to protect and you know, protect what you've got and make good decisions when it comes to, you know, basically protecting your income, your assets, and avoiding mistakes. And then the other one I did was on the offense, which is how to grow your money and really, you know, take advantage of tax savings and better rates of return and asset allocation and stuff like that. So if you're just tuning into the show, we've got podcast after podcast. You can find them anywhere and visit RoyMatlockJr.com, or you can also just go to any of your podcast, Apple, Spotify, all that kind of stuff. And we're everywhere, Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour. As we open the show, I said the $500 a month secret. I was sitting one morning at Starbucks, and I'm always, you know, I get up early and I do a lot of my planning. And when I prepare these radio shows, I started looking at, you know, what is the real solution for people? And I've always done this. I've always said, you got to just save consistently. And how do you do it? You automate it and all that kind of stuff. And I started looking. I said, well, there's a couple of secrets. The first secret is the $500 a month secret. So if you put in $500 a month, I mentioned this, and you do that for 30 years, you would have put in $180,000, and at 10%, you had $1.1 million. That's almost magical. It's called the magic of compound interest, all right? If you were to get at 12%, you would end up having $1.75 million. So you put in $180,000, and you end up getting 10X or 6X, whatever it may be, and all you do is you start it. See, wealthy people are not smarter. In many cases, they just started earlier. And so every time you procrastinate, it costs you money. So now, why do people not do it? They make excuses as to why they can't save. So early in my career, when I first figured out, you know, I did all of the dumb things. You know, when you, I've always been pretty, I'm a hard worker and I've always made money. But early on, when I made money, I bought cars, I bought a boat. I went in one time, and think how dumb this is, newly married, and went in and bought two new cars, all right, like 24 years old. How, you know, because I had the credit. Well, that was dumb, all right? So then I'm involved in this, and I'm like, hold on a second. These are some dumb decisions I made. Bought a house I couldn't afford. All the different things that you do when you don't know what to do. You start making money and you just start not thinking and making bad decisions. So I made a decision. I said, you know what? I'm paying $600 a month in car payments. I'm going to get rid of the car payments and not have car payments again. So how did I do that? Well, the first thing, of course, when you buy new cars, you're upside down on them. They're worth less than you paid for them. And so I'd been paying on them for a while. And I decided that I was going to take the hit, and I sold them, and I lost money on them. And I bought two more cars, and I bought the cheapest transportation available. At that time, I bought two identical VW diesel Rabbits. At the time, diesel fuel was cheap, and I took my car payments from 4 years to 1 year, and I got out of debt. And I saved a bunch of money. I'll tell you, it was funny getting on the interstate in one of those diesels. If you got in front, you pulled out in front of a truck, there you can't get out of their way. I mean, they're just, the car wouldn't go, I don't think it'd go 80 miles an hour hardly. And I got out of that. All right. And then what I did is I decided that I was never going to pay retail. I'm just not paying retail because I got to free up money to save. And I thought, how can I do this? So I started going to Goodwill, and I was doing seminars, and I would go in and I could buy pinpoint cotton shirts for $1. How about that at Goodwill? $1. I'd go in there and buy 10 of them for $10. It cost me that about as much to get them cleaned as it did to buy one. I bought suits at places like Ladies of Charity. And I used to go in there. I had one person, long story that goes along with it, but that they were the exact same size as me. He was a doctor, all right? And it had his name inside of the suit, you know, tailored it specially for this doctor. And when I walked in there, did it 2 years in a row, bought like five suits, and I paid like $50 for those suits. And those suits fit me perfectly. They had even been dry cleaned. I didn't even have to get them altered or anything. And I started doing that. And then back in the days when you had VCR tapes, I would do tapes and stuff like that. I had reps, and my neighbor, he had a VCR repair shop. Can you imagine that? And I called him up one day and I said, my VCR died. I said, can you bring me one that somebody didn't pay their bill? He said, sure, I got plenty of them, $50. I did that. All right. And I started doing all these things. And never bought a new car. You know, I always bought them used. And everything I did was geared around not paying retail. I'm just not going to pay retail. And what was funny, I accumulated $300,000. How about that? $300,000, all right, by doing that. Going from being in debt, car payments, credit card payments. I was even behind on my house payment. And I'm like, I learned the system. You know, spend less than you make. Get on a budget. Grow your income. And then one day you wake up and you're like, wow, I got 300 grand. I had 300 grand when my house sold for 110 grand. And I'm like, okay, this is working. Let's keep it up. Let's keep making more money. Let's implement plans for people. And I started doing that. I just started implementing plans. And I told them how I lived. I'm telling you how I lived. And I got myself in a position where I was moving in the right direction. And then I allowed compound interest to kick in. So the first secret is you got to decide that you're going to save now. Waiting is expensive. The cost of procrastination is thousands of dollars by waiting. So we do that. And that $500 a month, and if you don't have $500, we have plans. Can you believe you can open professionally managed mutual fund accounts for $50 a month? So if you're not saving money right now, come on, all right? That doesn't make sense. And so what we do that, and we get started, and we don't allow ourselves to live the lies that I need more money, and then I'll get started. There's no excuse. Number two, the market's too high. It's always, you know, every year it just keeps going higher, all right? So that's not a good excuse. I'll catch up later, all right? You can't go back in time. 500 isn't enough. I just showed you $500 for 30 years at 10% is $1 million. I'm too old. The best time to get started is today. So you never put off doing what you need to be doing. Let me give you another secret I think is an interesting secret when it comes to money, the $100,000 secret. So one of the things that I've always said to people when you're young, if you want to set yourself up, get $100,000 and do it by the time you're 30. And you say, oh, that's a big goal. Well, you know, I've got young couples that get started. They're both working and they've got some choices to make. They can go spend it on cars and vacations and all that kind of stuff. Or what they can do is they can change their mindset and they say, you know what, we're going to live on love alone. All right. And we're going to save our money and we're going to take one of our incomes and we're going to save it and the other one we're going to live on. So most of the people that I run into, young couples, they're both working and then they combine up. So they've had two households before that and then they end up combining up to one. And I tell them, I said, well, why don't you just save one of your incomes, just sacrifice, save one of your incomes. And if you're making $40,000 a year, 2.5 years later, 3 years later, you've got your $100,000. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to show you what just $100,000 one time does for you. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. If you would like to get started or find out more on how to get a plan in place, go to roymatlockjr.com. We've got every type of resource you can imagine. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're segment three, and today is kind of the $500 secret, and the other secret that we talk about is, you know, get $100,000 saved, and that gets you moving in the right direction. And so let me give you kind of some numbers that I think are just, they're the kind of numbers that in my mind, if you hear it, you should say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get it done. So the first thing that you look at is $500 a month, kind of a rule of thumb. If you want to know how much money you'll have in 10 years, if you're putting it into, you know, investments, whatever you invest over a 10-year period monthly should double. So to give you kind of an example, if you put in $500 a month, that's 5,000 or 6,000 a year times 10, that's $60,000. It should double. So you should have about $120,000. That's kind of a rule of thumb. It's not exact, but that's kind of my rule of thumb when it comes to 10 years. So if you want to accumulate money, you go out and you could say, well, I want $100,000 in 10 years. I'm going to divide that, all right, by 240. And that's going to give me a number per month. So basically whatever I put in, all right, is going to, or that's not right, 120. Yes, that's right. And so what's going to happen is you're going to come up with an amount of money that you have to put in monthly, which is going to be $100,000. You take 50,000 invested, divide it by 120 months, about $400 a month, that gets you there. And so what happens is you start that mindset. Goal number one, 100 grand. Why is 100 grand so important? So let me give you some numbers here. So if you put 100 grand away in 20 years at 10%, you have 672,000 if you don't invest anything else. So let's think about this. 500 bucks a month for 10 years is going to get you your 100 grand ballpark. And that 100 grand 20 years later is going to be worth almost 700. If you were to get 12%, it would be almost a million. All right. In 30 years, that 500 bucks a month, you did it, you busted it for 10 years, whatever it took you, could be 3 years, you save it. And then what's going to happen is 30 years later, that 100 grand has grown to 1.7 million. If you get 10%, 2.9 million. If you almost 3 million, if you get 12%. So now what you've done is you've gone out and said, here's my system. I'm going to go get 100 grand. Here's my system. I'm going to put 500 bucks a month, and in 10 years, I'm going to have 100 grand. And then at that point, you never touch it. You never do it. You just let it ride, let it go. And then you're sitting out here 30 years later at retirement. You say, yeah, I remember back when I heard that guy on the radio tell me to put 500 bucks a month away for 10 years, and that's going to set me up at retirement. And, you know, your buddy that you've been hanging out with, they didn't do that, all right? And now they didn't really know that you did it to speak of. You just did it. And then you wake up one day and you're like, this is pretty cool. I got 100 grand. All right, this is pretty cool. I got 500 grand. This is pretty cool. I got $1 million. And all I did was that 500 bucks a month for 10 years, got my 100 grand, and then I let it grow. Now, more than likely, you're going to do what I did, which was continue to save and invest, and all it did is get you financial independent that much quicker. And what is financial independence? Financial independence is an amount of money monthly that you can count on for doing nothing. It's called making money, as my dad would say, making money while you sleep. That's the best money. You wake up, you say, well, I've got 10 grand a month coming in, and it's coming in every month automatically. It's coming off my investments, and I take that 10 grand and I divide that out over 30 days. It's 300 bucks a day, and I'm making sleep 8 hours a night. I'm making $100 to go to sleep. How about that? While I'm sleeping, that's good. And then while I'm awake, I'm making $200. And I didn't have to do anything for it. Yeah, I did have to do something. I had to get started with my investments. That's what I had to do. And so I'm pushing this because I see people, you know, out there chasing things. And listen, your financial security is important. And if you want financial security and you want to be able to wake up and enjoy life and do things, here's what you do. You get something automated. Automate your accounts to where it automatically happens. Now, where do the automations come? I can give you a lot of ways to automate. You know, some of the things that I have always done to begin with is, how do we find money to invest? I told you never pay retail. I did that. And so you get on a budget. You maybe eat out less. You get rid of a car payment. You refinance some debt. You redirect your bonuses if you get paid more. It's as if you didn't get paid more. You redirect it. You look at your subscriptions. You look at all these different things. You go through and you take an hour and you ask yourself this question: if I didn't have this bill now, knowing what I know, would I have started it again? And if I can get out of it, I'm going to get out of it. And then what happens is you start freeing yourself up and you say, well, hey, I freed up 300 bucks a month. All right. And I freed up 300 bucks a month. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Roy. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to say 300 bucks. Yeah, we'll just bump it 300 bucks. And then I have one of my clients, Jay. He calls me all the time. He says, hey, can you bump that thing up an extra 200 bucks? And he's always doing that. He's, you know, I say it in a positive way. Jay's obsessed right now with getting financially independent. And he calls me and says, hey, can you bump that up an extra? And then he called me just recently. He said, bump it up this much. And then he called back and said, no, I've changed my mind. Bump it up this much more. All right. And so we bump it up. I always like bumping it up when people call me. And guess how long it takes me to bump it up? Okay, I'll do it. And the next thing you know, rather than you're saving $100, you're saving $200 and so on. And so that's the way you do small changes, help right inside of your budget to help you move forward. Now, what you have to do is you have to start looking at things like, I'm going to tell the truth in advance to myself. How do I tell the truth in advance? Well, the truth in advance is that I just got me $100,000 saved. How did I do that? Well, I've automated it. I've got my $100,000. It's just a matter of time now. It's not a matter of whether it's going to happen. It's a matter of time. And I start thinking that way. And before you know it, you wake up and you're like, man, this is cool. It's happening. How about that? And that's what we do. A couple of other things that you might consider. I always build around protecting the defense, which is protect your income, your assets, and avoid mistakes. I do that. And then the other thing that we do is we go on the offense. And I've been talking a lot about the offense. What is your protection? Well, the first thing you should always do is have term life insurance. If you're working and you have anyone dependent on you, you need to have term life insurance. And why do you buy term life insurance? Because it's low cost. It just makes no sense. And I hear people, if you want to know how many people don't have life insurance that should have life insurance, just go in and type in the word www.gofundme.com and look at what you'll find in there. And most of the time, you can get for $100 a month, if you're in decent health, you probably get $1 million if you're 40 or under, something like that. And so $1 million death benefit, and you can get it. We have a service that you can get it in 10 minutes, and it includes a will and a trust. So if you went to RoyMallockJr.com and you wanted to do that and add $500 a month, you would have a plan that if you live or die, you're going to leave behind financial independence. If you die, you leave behind money that will allow your family to be able to take care of, be able to support themselves. And if you live, hopefully, you will live to a long life. And when you do that, you will have automated your system. So I've preached this forever. You should always buy term insurance to protect your income, invest the difference into like a Roth IRA, as an example, and you're on your way. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. If you would like help, check the resources out. We got one more segment. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking about the $500 a month secret. And that $500 a month secret is, if you're just tuning in right now, you can go to our podcast. Once we do these shows, every time I do the show, we actually have a YouTube channel. And today, if you were to tune in, normally I show up in my golf hat and things like that, but I've got to go somewhere. So if you've ever watched the show, I'm actually in a suit today, which is very unusual. But I've got an appointment afterwards that I'll be going to. So I had to dress up. So if you ever watch it, you get to see me actually for the first time ever doing that. But anyway, you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We've got short clips, YouTube. We've got the whole show. If you wanted to watch it, you can do that. Or you can listen to the podcast and make it happen. So let me give you some definitions that as it relates to financial definitions. And there's three pillars that I've always talked about, when it comes to moving forward, when it comes to your money. The first one is procrastination. You got to avoid procrastination. And so if we look at what procrastination is, per, Webster's, it says it's the act of delaying or postponing something that should be done today, often at a significant future cost. Think about that. You know, we procrastinate working out, taking care of our health, and it is a significant cost later. We do all these different things. And your money, the one thing about money, procrastinating on money, it's very, very easy to determine. So you can mess around for years with your health, and then one day, in a second, you know, I had a friend of mine that, you know, died of a heart attack, massive heart attack, and he was like in his 50s, good friend of mine. But he didn't take care of himself. And he cruised along, and then one day, boom, it happened. All right, and there's no turning back. Well, when it comes to your money, it's a little bit more apparent, because if you don't have any money, you don't have any money. All right, so procrastination is the act of delaying or postponing something that should be done today. We're halfway through the year, getting ready to go in the second half of 2026, often at a significant future cost. A financial definition is choosing short-term comfort over long-term financial success. Think about that. My version is procrastination is the silent killer of wealth. Most people don't fail financially because they make bad decisions. They fail because they never make the good decisions they already know they should make. How about that? And anything that I'm talking to you about today, is there any argument that you should get started and do something like this? I don't think so. Is there any argument that you should take a look at what you're doing, always pay attention, and become more educated? Yeah. I mean, that's easy, easy, easy. All right. The second principle that I've always lived by is automation. All right. So automation, let's talk about automation. It's the process of making decisions happen, automatically without requiring ongoing effort, discipline, or willpower. What about that? So you just automate stuff, you know, and it's interesting about automating things. Bill pay. Think about that. People will sign up for bill pay all the time. I mean, bill pay. You can go to your bank and say, bill pay. You can go to the electric company, bill pay. All right. You can get your house payment on bill pay. You can get everything on bill pay. Guess what you do when you're on bill pay? Nothing. You just pay your bills. That's what happens. It automatically happens. And by putting it on bill pay, I've got stuff on bill pay. The reason I have it on bill pay is I don't want to have a late charge. So it does make me some money by putting it on bill pay. My question is, do you have your accounts for you on bill pay, automatic pay? And the way you do that is you set it up. That's your 401k. That's first and foremost. I see people, it just kills me. I mean, we set up 401ks, and I go in with people. I say, look, if you put your money in a 401k, the first 3%, you're going to get matched, as an example. So if you had if you take $3 out of your pocket and you put it over here, it's going to magically be $6. And people are like, wow, that makes sense. I pull out $1 bills. So how would you like to be able to hand $3 over and magically it becomes $6? That's your 401k. And the IRS is saying, hey, by the way, let me send you a dollar back. And now you've got $7. Or you could say, I only put five in, or net, and I got, or only put two in, and I got six. It's pretty cool. Yet, we do 401ks for small businesses. We set them up. We just set one up recently for a small business. And even though we do that, we always have a certain percentage of people that don't sign up for the 401k. And I'm just like, oh, can I just beat you over the head, all right, and say, do your 401k. Do your 401k. And if you don't know what to pick, let me tell you how to pick it. They have things in there. They say target dates or lifestyle, something like that. And you take your birth year, in my case, 1961. And if I were going to be starting and I was doing a 401k, you would add 65 or 70 to your birth year and look at that target date. So that means that if you were born in 2000, you would add 65 and you would purchase something like a 2065 target. If you were born in 1980, you would buy something like a 2045 or 50 target. And the reason they do these is because as you're young, they're more aggressive, more in the stock market. As you get older and within 10 years of retiring, they're going to become more conservative with the money. Now, when I work with people, we do a couple of other things. We get more conservative on the lump sum that they have saved in their retirement plan, but more aggressive on the monthly investments. And the reason we do that is we take advantage of dollar cost averaging. So now we go back to the definition, automation. Financial definition, pay yourself through automatic investing, savings, and debt reduction. I'll give you another example. If you have credit card debt right now, one of the ways that you get out of credit card debt is you automate it. How do you automate it? So the way a credit card bill, you can tell the credit card company, like in the case of me, I have an American Express and it drafts me once a month and my bill gets paid. And that way I don't pay interest on it. So, but if let's say you've got credit card debt right now and you're trying to get out of it. Well, if you look on your credit card, you can go in and automate it. Now, here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to automate it on the minimum payment because the minimum payment just goes down every month and it almost is the equivalent of refinancing for 30 years. All right, every time you pay the minimum payment, nothing else. So what you do is you come up with a number and you automate it. And you say, well, my minimum payment is $100, but I'm going to automate it and pay $200. Now what happens is you're beating down the interest. And the way you're beating the interest down is that at $100 was covering mostly interest. But if you put $200 in and automate it and just pay $200 each time, then what's going to happen is that extra $100 is going to go to the principal and it's going to start taking that credit card down. But you're automating it. That's what we're doing. So automation removes emotion from money. Instead of deciding every day whether you'll save, the decision is already made. You only have to make the decision once. How about that? And then over time, adjust it. And then one day you wake up and you're saying, this is so cool. I am no longer out of control. I have got it going. Now, let me give you something you can do right now. Go to roymatlockjr.com, look at our resources, and download the budget forms. And what these budgets will do is give you a full indicator. It adds it up and it does all that stuff. So you can go get the budget form. And if you type in on my website, if you go to the podcast and you type in any keyword, you can type in budget, you will find a podcast that will talk about how to do the budget. And you can listen, follow the budget sheet, and guess what will happen? You'll have a budget in place. Part of the budget is automation and putting the process on forever now, all right? You never have to worry about it again. As you earn more money, you're going to start getting more excited about it. Let me give you another little secret. I've got a mutual fund account that is tied to my bank account, and I came up with a saying called spend it or save it. So let's say you decide one night, I'm not going to go out, I'm not going to eat out, I'm going to save the money. So rather than just going home, you just pull your phone out, and you log in and invest $50 or whatever you're going to save. And so the second key is automation. The third key that I believe is dollar cost averaging. Dollar cost averaging is the practice of investing a fixed amount of money at regular intervals, regardless of whether the market is up or down. That means we're just going to do it no matter what, and then consistently buying investments over time rather than trying to predict the perfect moment to do it. That's called dollar cost averaging. So the idea is you automatically are buying less shares when the market's up, more shares when the market's down, and your average cost per share goes down. That's the way it works, all right? It's a mathematical formula. It allows you to stop worrying about when to invest and focus on staying invested. And the key to that is when the market's high, you're buying fewer shares because it's up. You're buying more shares when it's down, and your average purchase price smooths out. That's the key to getting wealth. So let's finish. Number one enemy of wealth is procrastination. Number one key to wealth is automation. That's the key. And if you do that, one day you'll be in a position to where you can say, hey, I won. We used to do a show, Dave Ramsey and I did the show. It was called The Money Game. And you can say, you know what? I won the money game. That's pretty cool. Because what I did is I implemented things. I protected myself in the event something happened. I protected my income and my assets. If you go to roymatlockjr.com, we have resources and referrals. You should get your property and casualty and take a look at it. Make sure you've got the right coverage. You should get your life insurance in place. That's your defense. You should set up a budget and an emergency fund. And then go on the offense. We can set up small accounts, or we can work with whatever amount you have and help you move in the right direction. Hope you enjoyed the show. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. We'll be back next week.